According to Milo Yiannopoulos in an interview with Alex Jones, the left has already started the civil war in America, and that civil war will see Facebook firebombed and other offices of tech giants raided. And that's a direct quote from Milo, that Facebook will be firebombed. And just to be clear, he's not advocating it, he's predicting it. And he is correct in saying that the left has already started the civil war. In fact, they've targeted Milo Yiannopoulos as one of the people that they want to kill. They openly call for him to be killed. They practically kidnapped him, or maybe they would have killed him if they could, at UC Berkeley. He's one of the conservative speakers that was targeted with the violence and the hate campaigns of the left. The left, which has become completely unhinged and totally deranged. In any case, Milo was recently in Austin, Texas, and sat down with Alex Jones. I'm sorry, I missed interviewing him. I would have loved to have Milo for an in-studio interview. Maybe we'll do that in the future. We'll reach out to him. But the thing is, he's right about the left having already started a civil war. It's a big deal. This is something that is, you know, you need to understand that the gears have already been set into motion for civil war by the left. And I believe that Milo is correct in analyzing that the tactical, as the war progresses, tactically, you have to stop the bias and the censorship and the disinformation of the left, which is what dominates Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and other similar left-wing, you know, search engines or social media websites. They are all conspiring actively to silence conservative voices. They've done it to me. They've done it to Alex Jones. They've done it to Milo. They, you know, Twitter shut off his Twitter account, for example, you know, permanently deleted it. And yet these same leftists who run these tech giants, they allow left-wing people to make all endless death threats. As long as they're death threatening President Trump or people like Milo, it's completely tolerated, no problem. But if someone like Milo says that a black actress has no talent or something, then, oh, that's racism. And then he gets his account permanently deleted. That's what happened to Milo, basically. So the left is running a campaign to overthrow America. And I've spoken about this before. That's why I have the domain name civilwar.news. We don't update it every day because the civil war, you know, there's not that much civil war news yet, but it's probably coming. So it is a website worth checking out, civilwar.news. Now, my take on all this is that the left has demonstrated that they are incapable of functioning in a civil society. The left rejects the outcomes of elections that they don't win. The left rejects the idea of a public debate or even free speech. The left actually believes, this is what these people believe, that words that describe concepts that they don't agree with, that those words are violence, and they have every right to stop those words by killing people, they say, who might utter them. This is why they've called for the death of Milo Yiannopoulos or Ann Coulter and other, you know, Ben Shapiro, other conservative speakers. The left is unqualified to participate in a civil society. They do not recognize democracy. They do not understand rights. They do not understand free speech. They do not understand the Second Amendment. None of that. They are deranged lunatics. They want communism. They call it a communist utopia, which of course is a contradiction, and it's uttered by all these incredibly stupid young people who have never lived under communism, so they have no idea how devastating communism is to humanity, to the human spirit, to human ingenuity, to ideas of liberty and free speech. Communism is the opposite of utopia. Communism is, you know, look at North Korea, look at Cuba, look at sort of Venezuela, which is not quite communism, but it's on the spectrum toward communism. Look at Red China, communist China. You know, look at the police state tactics. All the websites that are banned. You can't even run a search engine in China without agreeing to the Chinese regime's censorship demands. And the same thing with running a social media network like Facebook in China. They all have to bow down to the Chinese regime's censorship in order to just operate in China. But all these leftists believe that communism is somehow a utopia that they're going to bring in through violence. So they're planning the Civil War. They're carrying it out day by day. You've got the Red Knights, or I think, what are they called? The Red Austin Red Guards or something. It's a commie group in Austin, Texas. It's a bunch of students from the university. You've got, of course, Antifa. You've got, what are they called? By Any Means Necessary, I think. It's another left-wing radical commie group that they think they're training for combat. I've seen some of their videos. I can't stop laughing at their crappy combat skills, but whatever. If they think they're going to win, that's going to be a very interesting engagement. I'll just put it that way. But these people are so delusional. They literally think that they're going to take over the country, that there's going to be some spark, which, by the way, I now believe will be the indictment and arrest of Hillary Clinton. And following that spark, they're going to take to the streets, and they actually believe they're going to take over the country. And as Milo Yiannopoulos says, they've already started the Civil War. It's only a matter of time before the Second Amendment half of the country, i.e. the pro-Trump, pro-firearms, pro-Second Amendment people, it's only a matter of time before those people act to defend their nation and defend their democracy against these insane, violent communists. That's what's coming. And I agree with Milo as he says, we don't wish for this. We don't want to see bloodshed. None of us want to see this. We don't endorse, you know, firebombing Facebook offices or anything of the kind. What we're saying is, and I believe Milo is saying this as well, what we're saying is, we deserve the right to defend our nation against a communist takeover attempt. We, the people, deserve the right to speak our minds. And the oppression and censorship that's being leveled against us is creating the conditions, combined with the violence, the calls for violence by the left, it's creating the conditions that, if not reversed, will no doubt lead America to an actual kinetic civil war. And in that civil war, the left will lose. The left will lose badly. The left will be absolutely stunned, the ones that are still alive, I suppose, stunned at how quickly they lost. Because the only thing, I mean, most of America is good people, pro-Second Amendment people, pro-Trump, and they are just, they're not activated yet. You know what I mean? They're not taken to the streets yet. But if it comes to a civil war type of event, they will defend their nation. I mean the Second Amendment people, which I guess includes me. So, you know, we will defend our nation against an attempted communist takeover. No question about that. So this is coming. Again, unless circumstances change, this is coming. Real American people are not accepted by the left anymore. The left cannot tolerate patriotism. They call it white nationalism, right? The left can't tolerate borders. And without borders, you don't have a country. The left can't tolerate the Second Amendment. Well, without the Second Amendment, you don't have a means to defend yourself against totalitarianism and tyranny, which is what the left wants to bring in. The left is not compatible with a free society, period. End of story. The left cannot participate in the future of America. In fact, they should not even think that they can vote because they don't recognize the outcome of an election unless they win it. And any big election they lose, they immediately say it was stolen. And they make up conspiracy theories. So the left is obviously completely out of control. Watch out for where this is going. I hope you stay safe. I hope you get prepared. I hope you are psychologically ready for what's probably going to happen over the next months or years. And I hope you will stand for real America. If that day comes, join us who are defending the Constitution, defending the outcome of a democratic election, defending America, and defending our communities from the insane violence and communist takeover attempts of the left, who is working, by the way, with the censorship regime, you know, the propagandists at Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and other sites. And that censorship has got to stop. That's got to stop, either by regulation or who knows what might happen long term, as Milo said. He thinks that Facebook will be firebombed. Again, he's not endorsing that action, and neither am I. We're just predicting that that's probably where this is going to go. So be prepared and be safe. You can hear more podcasts covering this and many other topics at healthrangerreport.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm also the editor of naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.